live from the Morongo Casino Studios. It's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. You're talking about luxuries. Yeah, air conditioning, awesome. That's like one of those inventions, like, oh, thank God. We can all, you know, as far as like the hard things in life is just dealing with heat. And we all had to experience it. You couldn't really escape it. Unless there was shade or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a nice glass of cold cube tea.
Cold cube tea. Oh, yeah.
You gotta listen to the whole show, folks.
You really do.
But as far as them convincing us that life itself is an inconvenience, like everything. Oh, like as far as like it's just so hard to do everything. When sometimes doing stuff was good for you. I mean, the air conditioning, yeah, getting out of the heat, that was great. But as far as like the smart home, everything, like you don't have to get up. You just sit there and it'll do everything. You don't have to do that. You can just say, Roomba, start sucking. Mm-hmm. And it'll start, you know, vacuuming the floor. You just sit there, you know, because, you know, getting up and doing anything to, like, you know, improve your own place. Why do that? Well, actually, it's the process of doing it and the pride of, like, taking care of your own place. At the end, you got something done. It's like, look at that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of my mom's carpet tracks right there. Looking good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she'd be proud of me right now.
Look at that.
You never look at your freshly vacuumed carpeting from your Roomba and go, my mom'd be proud of that Roomba right now.
No, she would be like,
there's something about doing
it. I did not raise you this way.
Well, they say back in the day, when like they're supposed to get 10,000 steps now. That back in the day, this not so far back, where we're nomads and had to walk everywhere. But the average steps were 23,000 steps a day just for, you know, just the person just having to get around. Like now that's like we've convenienced ourselves so much that, hey, at least try to get 10,000 steps, please. But that's why maybe walking 23,000 steps a day that you walked it off.
Mm-hmm.
That the average weight of a male back in the 70s was 175 pounds.
Yeah.
Now it's saying it's up around 2 bills.
Wow.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of steps we didn't take.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, doing anything, like, it's the only bad workout is the one that didn't happen. Even if you go and it's like, I did a little bit, and that sucked. That workout sucks. Oh, you went. You did a couple curlies.
Yeah.
For the girlies.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. You got to do something.
Yeah. Yesterday at this time, we were talking about, I don't know what we're talking about really, but it might have been like baby proof in the home or something like that. Or like,
oh, you were talking about your grandson, yeah, and you're not going to put any padding on the coffee table.
No, I don't.
Because he'll learn.
That's like, and a guy texted the show, Tony, yesterday, said, 714 says, back in the day, my parents covered the corners of the coffee table with metal corners to protect the table.
Oh, man. That's
a different world we live
in. Right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, don't let him mess that up. Put a metal corner on. He'll ding himself once and never touch the table again.
Mm-hmm. No, let him touch the hot plate. He'll learn. He needs to know that he can't do that.
Let's soften everything. Let's bubble wrap the world. It's a world.
The world ain't bubble wrap, though. That's the problem.
Just cotton candy. Yeah, I know. It's hard. That's why, like I said, the sensitivities are just so much.
Mm-hmm. The world hits hard, so you better get prepped.
But as far as, like, yesterday, we also talked about when Heidi made a Bewitched reference to Darren. Because we had a Darren call in. How Darren?
Now, that's, oh, Darren.
That's what Samantha would say to him. I think the mother-in-law called him Durwood.
Durwood, yeah, she didn't like
it. But yeah, it's like, anytime Darren would do something, it's like, oh, Darren. So anytime Darren calls in, Heidi does this reference. And I go, do you think anybody knows Bewitched, the sitcom you're referring to? Turns out Jordan never seen it, didn't even know what she was doing, but because she had a brother named Darren, he figured that's why she would do it. Just had this weird Darren Tourette's. Yeah. Oh, Darren.
Yeah.
Well, she's quoting a sitcom from the, the 70s. It's late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Which is seven, but how long ago is that? 60 years ago? 60?
I mean,
almost.
Yeah.
70s, yeah.
Jeez. So did you, I guess, if you're entering middle-aged, or maybe you're not even middle-aged yet, but the first time you realized you were aging? And maybe not because, my knees. Something in the world, you were like, you said something, you did something, you saw something, you referred to something, you like something that you never possibly thought you would like mustard. I think that's when I first thought I was becoming a man. This is when I was like, I was a mustard hating kid like all of us. Uh-huh. And then the first time I had like somebody accidentally put mustard on it, and I took a bite of it. Well, that ain't bad.
Mm.
I'm an adult.
Yeah,
mustard has made it past my childish taste buds. So anything 818-955-2955 when you first realized you were aging. Aging, Asian? Not Asian.
Asian.
Yeah. Well, when I wrecked my car into that tree. No, I said aging.
When I was taking a bunch of pictures with a camera.
I realized.
I got one for real.
All right. Oh. What happened?
It just happened this week. So I was going down to actually get the, what are those things right there, Frank?
Oh, the carrot cakes.
Yes. I was going down to get the carrot cakes. And there was a security guard. Young black guy. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love this. But I normally just talk to the security anyway. I talk to everybody. So I saw
security always talk to you.
Frank, it's Black History Month. Never mind. You knock it off. Exactly.
I had to take it. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, I just try to get to know him. I'm like, hey, how are you? Like, what's going on? And he was like, telling me what's going on. And then towards the end of the conversation, he was like, okay, thank you so much, ma'am.
Oh ma'am. You got ma'am.
Yeah, Corey, I will say, getting ma'amed for the first time is tough. Or when you go somewhere, and it happened to me at a BevMo the first time this happened, and I was buying a bunch of wine and checking out, and I was getting ready to grab my ID, and the guy goes, you're okay.
No need for that.
And I went, what? Mm. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. What at least humor me and go, yeah, I'm going to need to see some ID. Mm-hmm. But he didn't. And I got ma'amed around there, too, so it is.
No need for the ID, ma'am.
Right. The double just, boop, boop, you know.
Hey, could somebody help this lady to her car?
Yeah, and then, you know, when I go
the lady
to look at the sunny side of things, it's better being said, we don't need that to see that, sir. Yeah. And, you know, it's better than that, I guess. So I'm going to take it.
Oh, they'd have called you sir instead of man.
Well, you know, when I was a little boy hanging out with my brother, they'd be like, what are you fellers up to today? I'm like, I'm a girl. I spent my whole life saying that.
Well, so you were wearing your brother's hand-me-downs and you had a boy haircut. So, I mean, there's other reasons. And you were flat as a board.
Yeah, very true. And, you know. So
I have these kind of things happen to me all the time. And just recently was watching the Grammys. And I don't know if you noticed during the Grammys, if you watched it, that there was like an artist and then it went like right into another artist and another artist and another artist. Like there was no like break or talking about who they are.
For
20 minutes this went on. It was the Grammys. Oh, the Grammys. I was just watching the Grammys, and it was like this long thing, and every artist they came, I go, who's this?
Yeah, my wife did the same thing, Johnny.
Somebody announced who this is, so I know
my wife did the same thing. She goes, it'd be a little helpful if somebody go, now welcome to the stage, or who's, you know.
Was that when they were doing all the best new artists and they did them right in a row?
Yeah, and I had no idea who any of them were. And, I'm at that age now. I just
got a text coming
in. The new artists are.
818-955-2955. Going along those lines that you were just talking about, says when I go to a bar and I don't know and often don't like any of the music playing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when I go to the supermarket, it's banger after banger.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, you know you're
aging. I love this. This is my jam. You know let's hear it for the boy. Let's hear it for my baby. Oh, yeah.
Hello, Mike D.
Yo, Mike D's in the house. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
When did you realize you were aging?
All right, here's the deal. When you walk into a bar and there's not one person there and you say, wow, this place is great. I'm coming back for sure.
Young you would have said, this place is dead. I'm lame.
I'm done with crowds. I'm done with crowds and food. So, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, when a place is empty, that's the best.
Found an empty bar. It's your new hangout.
Nobody comes here. This is perfect. Well,
that's great, Mike D. I'm going to give you some tickets for that. What do you want? Do you want Godsmack? The Stone Temple Pilots?
Sounds great.
All right, Godsmack.
Whoa, stand by. Did you say Stone Temple Pilots?
Yes.
Absolutely Stone Temple Pilots.
Well, that's Godsmack with Stone Temple Pilots and Dorothy.
Oh, you're kidding. It's go time. It's freaking go time. I'll do it.
Let's go, Mike. Still, there might be people there, though, so just be aware.
The music might get loud, you know?
Yeah, there will be a few people there.
Oh, man. That's so great.
All right. Let's see. Hello, JP.
Hey, I'm calling about the bidet a day.
Yeah, we haven't started that yet, but it'll soon be happening.
Can I win it?
The bidet a day will happen probably in March.
Look, I have one. I will sell it all day. I can sell those things all day. Yeah. Those things are awesome.
All day.
They are awesome. It's like a monkey licking your butt. Anyways, the full grown.
I'll take two.
It's a monkey doing it, though.
I'm just saying, it's temperature control. Yeah. Well, it's temperature control that you can change. It's multi-directional. They're awesome.
Thanks, JP. We went down a road, and I'm gonna keep going. Hello, George.
Hello. Good morning.
When did you realize you were aging?
I realized I was aging when I saw the foods I loved and I couldn't eat them because it was damn near bedtime.
Oh right, can't do spice. Oh, yeah. Gonna go to sleep soon.
Yeah, can't. Mm-hmm. Need a Tums after that.
That's so when you start experiencing the old heartburn.
Yep.
Yeah, it's something you never experienced as a kid.
No.
No, my kids can eat like sauce. Like, anything. It's no problem. Go to bed, sleep fine.
I don't get heartburn, though. Do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I sit at a 45 degree angle. I can't even breathe.
I can't even breathe. You gotta sleep with a sex wedge. That's funny. He has a sex wedge. It's asleep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some spicy marinara, and you're like, oh, I'm never going to get to lay down tonight.
You start worrying about if you're going to have a heart attack. Sorry, yeah. Jordan, but, you know.
That's all right.
Yeah. Hey, Travis.
Hey, what's up, guys?
When did you realize you were aging?
Yeah, I realized it when growing up in the, you know, born in the 80s, growing up in the 90s, listening to Nirvana and all that, and then once I heard that on KLOS, after listening to KLOS my whole life and listening to Led Zeppelin and all that and Doors, once I started playing the Foo Fighters and the Korn and all that, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm not the rock already.
No, that's the best promo ever.
What else did he say? That.
I was like, oh. That's
classic.
I want that to be a promo. Hopefully we didn't talk over you because that's a promo for the station. I thought, oh, yeah. I didn't say it, Jordan.
Yeah, so close.
Well. Yeah. All right, Travis, I can give you a prize for that.
Cool.
Do you want to go see the Black Crowes?
No.
Okay.
I think we know that.
Do you want to go see Lionel Richie with Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Maybe. What else you got?
I got Godsmack with Stone Temple Pilots and Dorothy.
That's it, baby.
All right. Godsmack. You're going to that.
Thank you.
Stay on hold. Say hello to Mike D when you go.
Now, when you are looking for an address, I don't know if this is a young person thing or just a human thing or an old person.
I will say no. Well, young, older, new, or everyone.
You decide. When you're looking for an address and the radio's on and you have to turn it down. It's turn that down.
That's an every person.
Yeah.
That's not an old person.
That's universal. That's not about being old, young. It's just some weird thing we do.
Turn that down. I can't find the address.
Yeah. That's that one glitch in the Matrix that we all do.
Okay, good. Just wanted to clear it up.
Text coming in says, when the babysitter complimented my new haircut by saying, lots of people your age are wearing their hair like that now.
Oh man.
Just like Heidi bringing up old references when I brought up Inspector Gadget to a 20-something at my work, and he said, what's that? Inspector Gadget.
Yeah. Inspector Gadget, doodle-doodle-doot, Inspector Gadget. See, I know.
What's the rest of the song?
You can count on me.
Yeah, you even screwed that up.
Yeah, you screwed that up.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you
did.
Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, see, you didn't do that. See, so then you can't do it twice and we're wrong and then say, see, I know it.
I hesitate to keep singing because you get annoyed with me, so I was trying to make it quick.
Well, I was annoyed. Well, you probably should have stopped the last song then. Not even started that Gadget song.
Black History Month back,
what?
Teddy Riley produced Inspector Gadget.
Really?
Yes.
Inspector Gadget.
Next time, Gadget. Next time. Mr. Claw.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
When did you realize you were aging?
When I started using earplugs at rock concerts.
Oh, yeah. You're that guy.
Yeah. Protect what you got. Concert was it? Do you remember?
That I first used earplugs?
Yeah.
Queensryche, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Were they opening up? It was an intimate setting, and I was right on the floor in front of the stage, so yeah.
Now, did you take those with you, or are you like, I need to go find some earplugs?
No, I actually took them with me because I got tired of my ears ringing for 3 days after the concert.
Yeah. I hate that feeling, yeah.
Yeah, someone, speaking of like lasting way longer, the ringing for 3 days, someone says, when hangovers last more than a day, like you just can't party like you used to. Oh, yeah. It's like, oh my God.
I'm there too.
Alcohol's killing me. Mm-hmm. All right, Alex, what concert ticket do you want to wear earplugs to?
Well, I'm in San Antonio, Texas, so...
I'm going to have to send you a t-shirt then, bud.
That will work.
Are you a VIP to HeidiandFrank.com?
I sure am.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's radio worth watching after all. Appreciate your support in that way. And so, yeah, I guess if you didn't get the t-shirts that were the Valentine's Day t-shirts, they're not even available anymore. See, I told you you should have got them because they had to be shipped out so people get them by Valentine's Day. And so those aren't available. So we'll give you one of the classic 95.5 KLOS Heidi and Frank tees, okay?
That'll work. Are you going to have St. Patrick's?
I guess I could wait and send you a St. Patrick's tee because we don't even know, those are not even coming out yet. No, so do you want to wait on that?
Yeah, because I already have one of the classics.
All right, we'll wait on a St. Patrick's Day t-shirt. Don't even know what the design's going to be. Can't wait for the surprise. Stay on hold, Alex. We'll hook you up with a future t-shirt for St. Patty's Day. Got to write that down. Let's not forget that. Put that on the calendar. Mm-hmm.
Got us, you know.
Hello, Joseph.
Good morning.
When did you realize you were aging?
And I started liking country music.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Start relating to it all.
I hated it when I was younger, but as I got older, I started to realize I'm relating to this stuff now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it connects on a certain
level.
My
wife left me, and my dog died, too.
Yeah. I don't
and
see
I lost
a lot
my
of
job
Gary's around.
Yeah, there's not a lot of Gary's or Debbie's anymore. Guess my new favorite artist is country singer.
He's an Indiana guy. I can understand why.
Stephen Wilson Jr. You familiar with him, Joseph? He's like, crank it.
Burning bush lights, don't talk to his brother. Do people even still say grace before supper? Hey, there ain't a lot of boys named Gary these days. Born with a cigarette glued to the face. Fix about anything a hammer can't handle. Saving all the money cause a Gary don't gamble. Ain't a lot of girls going by Debbie anymore, but they got the same nicotine pouring out their pores. Time leaves town, but the minute hand stays. There ain't a lot of boys named Gary these days.
Line. Time leaves town, but the minute hand stays.
Damn it.
Damn, Gary.
See, country music, lyrics.
I know.
It
got goosebumps on my thighs.
Seriously.
You know it's good.
Standing up.
All right, Joseph, you want to go to a concert? I don't have any country music for you, but I got Black Crowes. That's close enough, right?
Would you happen to have Andre Bocelli?
Oh, I just gave those away.
Oh,
okie dokie. May I have a t-shirt?
Okay, we'll send you a t-shirt. Stay on hold.
Also, you know you're old.
Thank you.
Okie dokie, yeah.
Okie dokie. Another text coming in about when you realize you were aging, when I got legitimately excited about buying a new coffee table. Reality hits hard, but the table is very good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The things that excite us now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's true.
I said it with the physical stuff, but this person, when I threw my back out, coughing.
Yeah. No 8-year-old does that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. An 8-year-old could have the flu, coughing flu for a month and feel fine.
Another one, when I'm looking at myself in the mirror and thinking, damn, Costco clothes be looking decent. that's good.
I'll be rocking these Kirklands.
That's good stuff right there.
I got the Kirkland Dunks now.
Yeah, I think that's like when you grew up and you had like certain etiquette, like certain manners. like you open a door for somebody now and they get pissed at you. Yeah. You realize you're that generation that that was part of that. Like, oh, open the door for somebody that's right behind you. But now it's like, how dare you?
So I've never heard how dare you ever.
That's because you're from the generation of opening the door for people. You're not that young generation. It's like, I can do it myself.
No one's ever said that. Ever.
Stop visually molesting me.
No.
Hey, what? What are you talking about? Oh, I bring that up because I did get a text from a guy. Says he went to his local coffee shop. And he witnessed the girl making his drink, apparently, I guess, dislodge a wedgie from her ass crack. I guess you knew that.
You're right. Yeah.
Dislodge a wedgie was enough.
Enough. We didn't.
I know. Where else do wedgies happen? 8189, but okay. And then she sometimes sneezed into her hands. And when I confronted her, she loudly accused me of visually molesting her. Because you were staring at me and you saw me picking my butt crack and then I sneezed in my hands. How dare you? Like, she becomes the victim here. Because he was like, hey, could you make me another one? Because I saw you picking your butt there and then you sneezed in your hands. How dare you, visual lesbian?
Oh, the sneezing in
becoming
hands,
the victim. And victims really mastered that gaslighting, didn't they? All right, we're going to get a look at traffic. Come right back.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.